Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Pressure is mounting on hospitals to keep up with the surge of patients. At least 5 hospitals in Central Florida ran out of ICU beds this week. And in remote parts of Southern California, hundreds of critically sick patients are being flown from Imperial County near the Mexican border to hospitals hundreds of miles away. Sergio Cardenas is a program director for Reach Air Medical Services in Imperial County, and he joins us now from Brawley, California. Sergio, thanks for making the time. I know you're incredibly busy.
No, thanks for having me.
And just how busy are you now that the 2 hospitals in your county appear to be reaching capacity?
We've been, before COVID, you know, we used to do about 1 or 2 flights a day. Now with the surge, we're doing about 3 or 4 daily and sometimes 5 in a 24-hour period.
Wow. And how sick are the patients you're moving?
You know, they vary. Some of them are, as you would expect, they're very, very sick, requiring intense ventilator management. But, you know, there are some that are stable and require transfers to other facilities simply because our local facilities here don't have the capacity or the capability to take care of them.
Hmm. Tell me who you're transporting. I mean, Imperial County is right there on the border. I'm sure there's a lot of agricultural work going on down there. Who are these patients?
These are everyday people. They're farm workers, like you mentioned, but there's also some healthcare workers. There's American citizens that live down in Mexico and Mexicali. Sometimes they come north to seek healthcare. We do have a lot of binational commerce and trade and traffic that comes across just simply, you know, every day.
Yeah. And in some cases, it looks like you're taking these patients all the way up to Northern California. Why not stay closer to home, say San Diego, Riverside, or Los Angeles, somewhere much closer to Imperial County?
Yeah, well, you know, initially that's the intent. But when facilities that are more local, like San Diego, Riverside, don't have bed capacity either, it's difficult to place those patients there.
And do you know of any cases, you know, people who have died because they haven't been able to get to a hospital in time because there wasn't room?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. So the idea of transferring patients to different hospitals, it's not new, as you say, especially in areas where there isn't as much hospital capacity. People break a leg or have a heart attack, they got to go. But during COVID-19, that is new. How different is dealing with this disease? What kind of new challenges does it bring you?
Yeah, you know, so the flight crews typically would transfer your typical heart attack, stroke victims to other facilities or trauma patients that require trauma services to other regional facilities, right? But the dynamic that COVID adds to these transports are you are in full PPE, right? We're talking gowns, gloves, masks, N95 masks, goggles, right? Because you have to decontaminate your aircraft on the way or when you get back home. Hmm. So typically a call before, right, to one of the neighboring counties, it would take about 3 to 3.5 hours to complete. We're talking from the time that you get to receive the call to the time that you're back home. That is now probably been extended to about 4.5 to 5 hours.
Wow.
And that's because these calls do require a little bit more time.
Your crews must be exhausted.
Yes. And to add to that, you're adding summer heat here in Imperial County, which can get upwards of 115 to 120.
Oh, wow. So meanwhile, things are getting worse across the entire Sun Belt, right? I mean, are you concerned that you're going to run out of options because hospitals that you're going to now are going to be filling up?
Well, you know, there are mechanisms in place, right? We have here in Imperial County, we have a field medical station that's been set up probably for a month and now, a little bit over that. We do have grant transportation available through one of our partners through Global Medical Response. So there are other options to help decompress. But you're right, this is not, it doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
What needs to be done to make your job easier and to make the job of all the healthcare professionals in these hospitals across Texas, California, Arizona, Florida, to make it easier?
You know, I think having more resources available, right? And, you know, if I could ask for the world, it would be to have facilities that have capacity that are more local. These longer transports, these, you know, transports to Northern California, for example, or even you know, outside of the 150 nautical mile range, that those are taxing to the crews. And those are the situations where we become stressed out because they are longer calls and there's a lot of planning and mitigation that goes into place.
Well, I have to say, Sergio Cardenas, thank you for the work that you're doing and that your crews are doing. You're program director for Reach Air Medical Services in Imperial County, California. It's near the Mexican border. You're also a registered nurse. Best of luck to you. We do appreciate what you're doing out there.
Thank you, Peter.